But now we've got a gentleman who is the education, youth, unemployment expert. He's CEO of the Institute for Workplace Skills and Innovation. It's a lot of words. And he's here to talk about, and I have my own theory, but we're going to chat with him how to find wealth and success by developing the skills companies actually need. Okay, I thought you'd do that in college. I don't know. I didn't go to college. Welcome to the program, Nicholas Wyman. How are you doing?
Nor did I. Good afternoon. I didn't go to college either.
Oh, you're a... You're from, hello.
So I started off my life following a vocational path, but, you know, ended up at a university, but when it was the right time for me. So, yeah, great talking to you.
Great. I don't know what you just said, but it's really great talking to you. I'm kidding. All right, listen. listen. Let me ask you a question, okay? Now, and I'm going to give you my theory. Now, I'm not trying to blow your, blow your deal. Believe me. But I have stats here that say 53% of the recent college grads are unemployed or underemployed. Yet 3.5 million U.S. jobs remain unfulfilled. So first, let me ask you why, and what's going on with our youth? Why can't they get a job?
Well, that's a very, very broad question.
I'm going to give you my theory. It's a broad subject.
Give me your theory first, if you like, or I'm happy to dive in. What would you like to do?
No, I'll be happy to give you my theory. Let me just look. I can't stand parents that brag on their kids. Okay, I really can't. Okay, well, they're so smart, they're so gifted, they're so schmifted, they're so this. But let me just tell you this: I've got two kids. They both work. They both have excellent jobs because they did it the right way. They didn't wait to look for internships in March when they got out of school in May. They looked in September. They met people. They asked questions, okay? And they talked to everybody. They didn't wait till they got out of college to get a job. By the time they both got out of college, they both had a few different job opportunities. And I'm not saying it's easy. It's like being in real estate, you know, when things are bad. Maybe when things are great, you have 10 listings. Maybe when things suck, you need 20 to make the same money, you have a 10. So I don't know what you're going to say, but I mean, I think a lot of it is apathy, if you want to know the truth. That's just my own opinion. I really do. And not doing to what it takes. And as long as you're asking me broad, they don't dress right. They don't talk right. They're not taught communication skills. They don't look people in the eye. They don't shake their hand. And furthermore, they don't ask for the order, which is the job. Okay, they come in flip-flops, and they're entitled, and they expect the world to run around them. Now, mind you, I say this with two pretty adjusted kids. I'm not knocking the kids. On the contrary, I love the kids. I love talking to the kids. I love to learn. But that's just my overall perspective why the youth doesn't get a job. And mommy and daddy on top of it coddle them in their basement, and they give 3 square meals, and maybe they go bartend to make an extra few bucks to go to a movie or a club. That's just my Cliff Notes theory.
that's quite a theory. And look, there are definitely parts about that to do with expectational gaps. But, you know, I'm like you. You can't blame young people. I think we really have to go back and look at why is it that so many young people are leaving our education systems without the skills, as you say, to get and to keep a job? So there's definitely some expectations.
Well, tell me. Give me some bullet points. Why? I want to hear what you have to say. Because I think I'm old school. I think a lot is laziness and apathy. Okay, that's what I think. What do you think?
I don't want to broadly, categorize each individual. You know, I think
this is an interview. This is not, we can't get shoot with a rifle. This is a shotgun interview. It's a shotgun approach. So give me the shotgun approach.
Well, as I said, I think that, to blame young people, the fact is that Illinois is in the top 10 states for youth unemployment. So I'm more interested in how we can solve
it. So why don't they move to Texas? I'll get you at every turn. You know, why don't you move to Texas? Texas is one of the best jobs in Texas. Since 2008 or 2009 has developed 1 million jobs. We're minus 750. If you're young, get the hell out. I mean, I'm serious. I just happen to have one kid that moved and one kid that stayed, and I don't want him moving. But that would be my advice to my kids. Get the hell out of here. This is the worst state in the world. If I was on a talk show host, okay, and my wife didn't have a business, I'd be out of here.
Well, let me put this to you. If you look at the IT sector, there's 30,000 jobs that are sitting here unfilled. Yet You've got the youth unemployment sitting at 10 times the rate.
Right.
And so I think that there's really got to be ways and you know, on a very practical level.
So tell me.
Well, I think that, you know, we really need to go back to the education systems and try and work out why is it? Why is it that our young people have your perspective, which, you know, you've put pretty clearly, or why is it, for whatever reason, why is it they're not making this transition from school into work? Why is that? And I think, you know, you've raised some points. My points specifically are saying I think that we need to do more in our schools, and there's some pretty good opportunities, you know, in the city with all sorts of new innovations that are popping up where people can actually get some of these real-life skills. But nothing like getting some after-school work experience if you can pick up that work. I actually started work when I was 14. I was able to get an after-school
job. I did too. I started when I was 12. I'm not trying to one up you. I started when I was 12.
Well, 12's pretty good.
12, 14 is great. No, I agree. 12, I mean,
I carried boxes out at the local store after school, and that was how I started off in life. And that taught me a whole lot more than just carrying boxes. It taught me the value of money. It taught me how to talk to people. It taught me about working in my community. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for people to get in and give it a go.
You're speaking my language. I mean, we're on the same page. Get them to work early, you know, that's how you learn. You see, because mommy and daddy always are blaming the schools. Schools don't teach you street smart. School doesn't teach you looking in the eye. The schools doesn't teach you how to deal with customers or schlep boxes or do what you have to do. School doesn't teach you that. WORK does. And unfortunately, so many of these kids, they just go to school. That's their work, and they do some activities after work, and that's their work. At least, you know, they have to have a gig in the summer, okay? I mean, they have to learn disappointment. They have to learn how things go.
Well, let me put it to you this way. A large group of employers in the city here of Chicago were asked, what are they looking for when employing a young person? Is it academic credentials? Is it, you know, what actually are they looking for? Are they looking for the name of where they went and studied? You know what the survey came up with?
Tell me.
They're looking for students who have work experience. They want practical people with real skills. So we've got to look at how we can get real skills back in our education system. And I think it's the way we educate our young people as well. I think there are some real opportunities in how you deliver the message. But can I tell you one thing?
Of course.
If the kids and the young people don't show up for school, then we can't teach them anything. So what is it that we can do to engage young people, get them interested in it that are going to exist, IT, hospitality, get people hooked, get them interested, and then I think we can really start to see and drive some change. But I think parents as well have a role to play. I think schools have a role to play. I don't think you can point the finger at any one group. I think you've got to be pretty broad going to be a real group effort.
I pointed at home. Totally. Mom and dad set the tone. Going to school, studying, working, whatever. School is just it's part of what they have to do and where they have to go. Mom and dad, everything starts at home, my friend. Everything is learned behavior. If dad works hard or mom works hard or mom's responsible and dad's responsible, then the kids will be. It all depends upon how mom and dad train the kids.
I think there's no question that somebody who has had, you know, a work ethic embedded in them at a young age. But I'm not saying for somebody who hasn't had that, it's the end of the road whatsoever. You know, maybe call me an optimist,
no.
But I'd like to think that there
of
are
course
people
not.
Who can actually break that cycle. I've met young people who are from families that are like fifth generation of long-term unemployed people. And I've seen young people push their way out, but you need to show up with the right attitude, with a can-do attitude. You know, at a school I visited this morning, I walked into a classroom, and there was a pencil and a piece of paper stuck up on the door of the classroom, and it said, do not enter this classroom if you're not prepared to take notes. And I think that's an absolute critical thing. Go into a new workplace. You know, you've got to ask questions. People will actually give you a go. So I think that's, you know, it's been great talking to you about it. And I think, you know, we've got slightly different perspectives, but I think we agree on the common core, which is that, you know, there are opportunities out there. So we've really got to match up this
Believe me, you know, there's you said it yourself. You had 30,000 jobs in that one sector. So just without me even knowing the numbers of that one sector, I know there's opportunity out there. Question is, how do they go out after the opportunity? Everything, you know, starts, you know, whether you want, like you say, home, school, what or how. But I think most of it starts at home. And a lot of it, not that I'm even, I'll give you a little bit where mom and dad a lot of times can't be home. They got to work. It's two-income families today. It's not like it was, say, when I was growing up. It's different. It is different. But they have to focus in, and they have to. School doesn't teach everything. Hey, thanks for coming on, Nicholas. I'd love to have you on again sometime.
Look, it's been an absolute delight, and I hope a few people pick up my book or they can check out my website.
Yeah, I'm going to pitch it right now.
That'd be great. So, thank you. And I've enjoyed the spirited conversation. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, buddy. You too. Job You Book. That's with a U. And twiddler your thumbs. And Nicholas_Wyman. Nicholas_Wyman.